Welcome, welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. Man, I told y'all, we're going to be consistent. We're going to be back. We're going to post regularly. And this is me honoring my audience, honoring my people that have been with me. You know, consistency is a word that is often thrown around, but very few achieve because it's not easy. But this podcast is titled In the Darkness. Jumping right in. And wherever I go is where I'm going to go with this pod. But I have been thinking a lot about darkness. And when you are in or surrounded by darkness, right? You cannot see what's around you, obviously, right? And I've been on a cruise ship and stared out to actual darkness. I don't know if y'all have been to somewhere where it was pitch black darkness, not no speck of light. And when you're on that cruise ship outside of the boat, when you look out into the ocean, you can't see in front of you. You cannot see in front of you. Like you can't see out. There's just darkness. That was the first time I've ever seen darkness. Like there's no light. And I say that when you are in darkness, around darkness, or just whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, more than ever, we are illuminated daily. We are educated by second by second. We are constantly being entertained. We constantly have to, we are always downloading information, and yet we are in darkness. That's how I look at it. We are surrounded by darkness. You can go to the, man, there's been time, man, it was a Zanzibar in Hawaii. It was called the Zanzibar. It was, if you listen to this pod and you were in the 808, or anywhere in the world, if you remember the Zanzibar in Hawaii, you remember that was a college kid's dream. The Navy ship would get off the boat and they would turn the building up. They had unlimited money. They'd been on a boat. You know, it was wild, right? I used to sit in the Zanzibar in the club and be completely alone. Like, why am I in here? I don't want to be in here. And that's where I feel like so almost all of us at times in our life feel like we are surrounded by everything and yet completely alone. I'm at work. There's some times this year where I have been around people and completely not present. I'm doing the job. I'm talking to you. I'm doing what it looks like someone that's paying attention or someone that's, I'm right there with you. Nah, man. No. And I realized that this year I went and have been in some darkness. And quite frankly, probably before this year, if I'm being honest, how do I put it? You know something's coming. Like, you just know it. And you feel it, and then you're in it. And it happens that fast. You know it, you feel it, then you're in it. And you're like, oh, okay. I felt like you, hey man, think about you, like, hey, I'm one of those people that I can sometimes, I'm not saying I can feel, you feel it, right? In our church world, it's called discernment. There's times I can look at people and know they're not there. Like, hey, man, you're not in a good place. There was a teacher at one of my places I used to work at, and I used to just hug her in the mornings when I would see her in a certain way, right? And she didn't have to say that to me, I had to say that to her. Hey, give a quick hug. Nothing inappropriate, quick hug. I may have a great morning. Like, you know, if you're paying attention. And so many of the people that are always paying attention, very few people are paying attention to them. Because we're the ones, we're If you're someone that I love, I'm always tapping in, man. I don't believe in what we've become anymore. I think more than ever, we need to be connected to real people. Instagram, Threads, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it TikTok, God help us. We are connected to nothing. There are people that follow your life that you have not seen in two decades, a decade, years. You don't want to talk to them. They don't even want to talk to you. But we talk all the time through Instagram, through this, through that. When you know, if you saw them out, hey, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. There are times I have seen people out publicly before they've seen me, and I immediately went the other way. Not that I didn't have no beef, but just I don't want to talk to you, right? Like, what are we going to say? Have some weird conversation. But again, that can be wrong, right? Like, that can be wrong. Maybe that's something that, like, I don't know. I'm a homebody. I'm a guy that I don't like, as much as I like to, I have a podcast, right? So I obviously like to talk. I have a podcast in which I usually do not talk to someone. The only people that have been on my podcast is Shayla and my children, right? So, literally, I think, yeah. So my point is, I don't know what it is, but I legitimately, if I'm talking to somebody for a long period of time, I'm completely comfortable. I'm the comfortable man. If I don't feel comfortable, I'd rather just stay home. If I know, like, yo, I got to go in here and got to do it. My point is this. That's also, by the way, guys, that's not always good. Let me be very clear. Sometimes you need to get out the house, man. And you need to be sociable. Social, and you need to talk to people. But I guess my thing is, do I ever want to talk to people that really don't like you anyway? Like, I'm just not one of, like, bro, we got to sit here and have this small talk when in reality, you know you don't like me or whatever. You think this. I just would rather not talk to you. Why would, like, we put ourselves in these positions to feel bad about ourselves by people that you know are going to make you feel bad about yourself or make you go, man, I don't know what can I do to get this person to not view me from, hey, man, go either love me or leave me alone. That is a real quote, man. Like, go where you're appreciated, where you're not, where everyone's just going to pat you on the back. You need to be challenged. I love to be challenged, especially. This is going to sound wrong, but especially when I feel the person's, let me not say worthy, but where we can spar and they can spar. Like, I'm not going to spar. It's like basketball. I'm not going to play you one-on-one if it's not like, if I'm just going to beat you. You know what I mean? Like, I've said it before. I couldn't stand when I played. Can't stand now. If somebody's about to come guard you and they're like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm about to do. The competition, you ruined it for me. You already are scared, or you're trying to act like you're scared, and you kind of ruined it. But my point is, in the darkness, you can't really see. You can't really think. You don't know what's around you. You can't feel. The only thing you can do is bump into things in the darkness. Shoot, I think I remember the kitchen. The counter's over here. Boom. You can't really be you. You can't see who's around. You can't see your face. You can't see anything. And I feel like right now we're in the darkness. We are in the darkness. And all we need is a little bit of light. And as corny as this is, man, we have got to get back to getting offline and getting back to actually talking to human beings again. Getting back to actually admitting our real lives. Getting back to admitting that we don't all travel 5 days a week. It's not possible. Getting back to understanding that everyone's not rich. Getting back to understanding that, hey, guess what? I didn't go to your party because I didn't want to. And being honest about things. Getting back to, hey, bro, we're all your friends, but we can't. You're always have, like, sometimes it's like, hey, man, I know you feel alone. I know you feel that no one cares about you. But sometimes you should say to yourself, have I been in dismay and in confusion for the last 3-4 years? How much is someone supposed to be in the black cloud with you? We are always talking about what other people aren't doing for us. And a lot of times we don't ask, maybe they ain't doing for us because they did for us for years. At what point is it like, hey, dog, I tried to be there 4-5 times for you. This is the 10th. I got kids. I got myself. There is a level of selfishness that has to happen for your own health. And I just encourage all y'all out there to cling back, check in on people, and talk to them. If you call somebody a homie, a brother, and a friend, and you don't know what their favorite food is, you don't know what they want in their funeral, is that your partner? Is that your homie? Is that your homegirl? They should know what you want if something happens to you. And you should know, hey, I know, hey, man, I know he like, oh, man, pick me up something. Hey, man, I know, bro, like barbecue chicken wings. Like my homie Watts, if he wants some food, hey, man, it's going to have lentils, gorgonzola beans. My brother Tyler, bro, I'm going to get him some, shoot, Tyler, bro, he eat like a bird, bro. I'm going to get him some cotton, some Laffy Taffy and some rib tips, bro. You know what I mean? If you get my point, if it's my mom, I'm going to get her a nice salmon and some spinach, right? If it's my dad, I'm going to get him a burger. Like, you know, you just got to know, bro. Like, you just got to know your people. Know your people, bro. Reach and grab people out the darkness by simply asking them, what's your favorite food? Connect again on the small levels. I don't want to connect to your life on Instagram. We are all putting out the best. I'm not putting that I cried last night. Why? I'd be called weird. But then you know what? I'm going on a tangent. I'm going to end it like this. I'm going to end this pod like this. If you feel in the darkness, if you are in the darkness, cling to whatever the light is for you that's healthy. If you know you need to talk to your brother, call your brother. If you know you need to talk to your girlfriend, call your girlfriend. If you know you need to go watch Rush Hour 2, go watch it. But do something real and get out the darkness. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for listening.